Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Tet, right? We got to the new parak, the new chapter. We left off at the new parak, chapter 3, parak shalishi. Ha'omer lechavero tseve kadesh li isha benoni. Someone says to his friend, go and do kiddushin for me with this woman. V'halach v'kitsha l'atmo, and he went and married her, or himself.
Himself, yes.
Hakudesh l'sheni. He is considered married to the second guy.
Wow.
If a man says to a woman, you are married to me after 30 days, and someone else came and married her within 30 days, Hakudesh l'sheni. She's married to the second guy. Bat Yisrael a Kohen, tochal b'truma, if it was a Bat Yisrael to a Kohen, the girl should be able to eat truma now. Me'achshav u'lachar 30 yom, if he said to her, from now and after 30 days, uba acher v'kitsha b'toch 30 yom, and someone else came to marry her within 30 days, mekudeshet ve'ina mekudeshet. She is partially married, partially not. Bat Yisrael a Kohen, o Bat Kohen l'Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. Whether she's in Israel marrying a Kohen now, or Kohen marrying Israel, Kohen is marrying Israel. Regardless, we say to be machmir in both instances and not to eat terumah. Maybe she is mekudesh, maybe she's not. Gemara says, "Ha'omel chaverot seve kadesh." Tana, masha asa asui, ela shenahag bo minhag ramaut. What the guy did, he went and married her himself, is he did it, it's fine, or whatever, it was done already, but it's ramaut, that's kind of like deceiving. V'tana didan, and even our Tana, he says, halach nami dekatani. When he said he went, halach beramaut, he went in this deceiving way. In a deceiving way, he went. Ma'ishna hacha dekatani haomel chavero, ma'ishna adam dekatani haomel lushitcho. Okay, why over here in our Mishnah it says, someone says to his friend, but earlier on, we had on Daf Nun, we had a Mishnah over there, it says haomel lushitcho. Why does it say to a messenger? So the Gemara says, "Hacha Rebu Taka Mashmanan, v'hatam Rebu Taka Mashmanan." They're both coming to teach us something extra. Hacha Rebu Taka Mashmanan over here is coming to teach us something extra. De'itana Shlucho, hava amena Shlucho, hu dehave Ramai deSimcha Da'ate. If it would have said messenger over here, I would have thought a messenger is considered a Ramai. He's deceiving because the guy trusts him. Asavar Avid Lishluchudi, he thinks he's going to do my work, what I'm asking him. Aval Chavero, but his friend, the losam chadate, that he's not necessarily trusting him. Ema lo lehevi ramai. I would have thought that he would not be considered a ramai. That's why he says no. Even he's a ramai. Atam rebutakam shmalan. Earlier on, it's coming to add di tana haomel chavero. If it would have said earlier, someone who says to a friend, hava mina chavero hu dechi kadsha v'makom acher ena mekudeshet. Only over there is. If let's say his friend went and what was the case over there? He said, marry me off to this girl in this place. And the guy went and did kiddushin somewhere else. But he said, it's no good. I would have thought if it was a friend, then that's why it's not mekudeshet. This savar lo tarach, because he would have thought he didn't make a tircha, he wasn't burdened for it. Aval shlucho, but his messenger, the tarach that he burdened, the messenger is going to go and burden for him no matter what. And therefore, maybe we would say that when he's saying, go and marry me off to this girl in this place, he wasn't saying specifically there. He was just showing him where the girl is. No, even by Shaliah, he was saying specifically to marry him off in that place. Rav Amram Azil Kadusha Le Iteta Libre. He went and married off his son, the woman. Kichal Nafshe, instead of marrying his son, he married himself. So the Gemara says, "Atanya." The Brayta says, "Masha asa asui el shenagbo minagra ma'ut." We said that's deceiving. So the Gemara says, "Lo yahu anehale." They weren't going to give the girl to his son. So he said, "I'll take him for myself." He should have went and told the son why he went and married his girl. So the Gemara says, "Savar adachi v'achi atayini shacharina mikadeshla." He was afraid if he went back and told the son, someone else would have came and married her. Rav Abba Bar Chana yahiv leizuzei l'Rav. He gave money to Rav. Amar Zabnani Halilahai Ara. He said to him, go and buy for me this land. This is a very interesting story. Azal Zabnan Nafshe, he went and bought it for himself. We said that's deceiving. So when it says, Bagad Alime Havale. In that place, there were people who were very, very strong types of people, and they weren't going to let anyone come and buy the land. The Rav Nahigi Bekavod, the Rav Arachana Lo Nahigi Bekavod. For Rav, they gave a special level of Kavod. But for Rabbah, they weren't going to give that Kavod, that he would, so he would not have been able to buy it, so Rav bought it himself. So Gemara says, Rav should have told him.
Yes.
He was afraid that in the interim somebody else would come and purchase the land, so therefore he didn't go back to tell him. This is a very funny story. This is a Persian story. Rav Gidel Hama Me'apech Ve'ahi Ar'a. There was a Rav Gidel. He was negotiating on a certain land, and while he was negotiating, don't do this at home. Azal Rabbi Abba Zavna. Rabbi Abba came out of nowhere and bought the land. He was in the middle of negotiating. He came and bought the land. So Azal Rav Gidel Kablei Rabbi Zera. So Rav Gidel went to Rabbi Zera to complain. Azal Rabbi Zera Kablei Rabbi Tzchak Napchas. Rabbi Zera went to Rabbi Tzchak. Amar Le Hamtena Sheale Tzlina Regel. He said, wait for the holiday to come. He'll come up for the holidays, and it'll get resolved then. He's Salik. When he came Ashkache, Amar Le, he went to Rabbi Zera, right? Yeah. He went to Rabbi Zera and he said to him,
after holiday, go back.
Rabbi Abba. He went to Rabbi Abba. He said, "Amar le, ani mehapech becharara uba acheren etalav menu mai." He says, "Let's say you have a poor person who is he is working on getting these cakes. Let's say Rashi says mechazer acharei liskot ba mina efker. He's trying to get the ownerless, like get some free food, whatever the poor people. And somebody else came and took it. In the meantime, it was efker. Someone else came and took it. What's the din of that person? This poor person was trying to take it." So the Gemara says, "Amar le nikra rasha." He's considered a wicked person for doing that. This is what Rabbi Abba responded to him. So ve'ela more ma'itama avidachi. So he said, "Oh, Rabbi, so why did you do this to me? I was trying to buy the land. You came and stole it from me." So he said, "Amar le lo aviyadana." He said, "I didn't know you were trying to negotiate." So the Gemara says, "Hashtanami nitva nihale more." He says, "Okay, you can still give it to me now. Why don't you sell me the land now?"
Yes.
So Amar le zabuni lo mizamnei le. I'm not going to sell it to you. It says, this is the first property I ever bought. And there's a siman that you shouldn't sell the first property you ever bought. There's a thing. So he says, if you want, I'll give it to you for free as a gift, but I won't sell it to you. He says, "No, I'm not taking it as a gift. I want to pay for it." The pasuk says in Mishlei that somebody who hates gifts, he will live long life. He says, "I don't want gifts. I want to pay for it. I don't want to take a gift." This is exactly Persian. Rabbi Abba lo nich nachid le mishum dehapich ba. Rav Gidel, but Rabbi Abba wasn't okay with selling it. Because Rav Gidel was the one that was negotiating on it, so Rabbi Abba didn't want to sell it, and Rav Gidel didn't want to take it for free. What do you do now? So what do they do? This is true Persians. Lo mor nachitla, but lo mor nachitla. Neither one of them would take it. They taroft until umit karya ar ad rabanan. They made it hefker, and they made it the talmidei chachamim. They made it their property. They made it the yeshiva's property. They said, "We're not going to take it for ourselves because it was supposed to be yours. Supposed to be yours, not for us anymore." This is the proper way to be. V'chen ha'omer li shayit kachili. And also we said in the Mishnah,
he says kachili.
So the Gemara said, "Yeah, the end is not
there." End is
Lo ba acher v'kitcha bedoch shoshim ma'u. We said if somebody comes within 30 days and marries her. But now it's saying, what if someone did not come within 30 days to marry her? So Rabu Shmuel Amri Tavra Mekudeshet Vav Alvishan Itakla Ha'ma'ot. He says, she's Mekudeshet after 30 days to the guy, even though the money finished. Right? He gave her the money saying, after 30 days you'll be Mekudeshet to me with this money, and it finished. My time, what's the reason? That money was not given for a loan, and was not given for a deposit. Le pikadon damu wasn't given as a deposit. Pikadon birshuta de mareka mitachle, vehani birshuta de daka mitachle. A deposit, it gets finished, dissolved in the hands of the owner. But over here, it's getting finished in her hands. She has it herself, and therefore it was given to her. Le milvan namilo damu, it's not considered like a loan either. Milvalo hatzanitna, hani utarat kedushin yavinu niyala. A loan is usually given to spend, to use. Whereas this was given for her, for Kiddushin, and therefore she's married. Let's say nobody came in within 30 days, and then he wanted to retract. He said, "Never mind, I don't want to marry her. What's the deen?" Rabbi Yochanan Mar Chozeret.
Chazraba.
She didn't want to marry. She retracted. So what's the deen? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozeret, Ati Dibur and Batel Dibur. Rabbi Yochanan says, she can retract. A one word can come and be Mevatel, another word. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, Eina Chozeret. No, she cannot retract. Lo Ati Dibur and Batel Dibur. One word cannot come and be Mevatel, another Dibur. So the Gemara says, Etibei, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Right? The question is, if she can retract. So Machloket. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan has a contradiction of Rish Lakish. We're talking about truma. If somebody sent a shaliach to give truma, bitel im ad shelo taram bitel ein truma to truma. He sent a shaliach and then he said, "Never mind, mevutal. I'm batelling it. No way." What happens if the guy didn't give the truma yet? The truma does not count. Veha, hold on, hacha over here. The dibur v'diburhu. Over here, it's one word versus another word. He said to him, "Give truma." Now he's saying, "Mevatel truma." Ve'kaati dibur mevatel dibur. One word is coming to me mevatel another word. This sounds like which opinion? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that one word she can come and mevatel another word, but that's not what we, right. That's not what we said, right? Rashi says v'chazra b'hen. Ba, what does that mean? B'toch shoshim amra e'ef she'b'hen. If she says within 30 days, never mind, I don't want it. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan she can retract. And when I said no, shani netinat ma'ot liyad isha d'chim asu damu. No, money being given to the woman is different. Why? Because it's like an actual action. It's not just a word. One word cannot come and be mevatel an action. We have another contradiction. Hashaleach get leishto. Somebody sends a get to his wife. Ve'yegia b'shaleach, and then he arrived at the shaleach. Or she'shalach acharav shaleach, or he sent another messenger. Ve'amar lo, and he says to the second messenger, get shenetati lecha batelu. Says that get that was given to you is batel. Areze batel. That's considered batel. When it says va'ah netinat get liad shaliach, giving of the get to a messenger, lechi netinat ma'od liad isha dame, it's like giving of money. It's like an action, giving of money to a woman. Ve'katani areze batel. We said it's batel. So you see, a dibur is mevatel ma'ase. When it says no, hatam nami kol kama delomata gita liada dibur ve'diburu. Until the get is received by her, it's considered a dibur. That's not an action. Ve'ate dibur mevatel dibur. And you would agree that one word can come and be mevatel another word, but the act of giving money is an actual maase, and therefore a dibur cannot be mevatel maase. Now the other way around. Okay, again. So the question is, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, machloket, are you allowed? Is the woman allowed to retract within that 30 days? It says you're married to me within 30. After 30 days, is she allowed to retract? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no. So now the Gemara says, Etivei Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish has a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hakelim yordim leilidei tumatan b'machshava. All the kelim can go down to become tameh with machshava. How can they become tameh b'machshava? How is that possible? So, the way it works is that a keli can only become a receptacle to tum'ah once it's nigmar, once it's finished. And you can say, you know what, I built this keli, I decide now in my mind, I think it's finished, I'm ready to use it. Once you've decided in b'machshava that it's ready to be used, it's already able to receive tum'ah, impurity. Ve'ein olim midei tum'atan ele b'shinu ma'aseh. But it cannot be removed from its tum'ah status unless you change it by breaking it or making a hole in the kli or something along those lines. Ma'aseh motzi miyad ma'aseh miyad machshava. You see that an action of breaking the kli can remove from another action or a thought of making the kli tameh. Machshava ein motziam lo miyad ma'aseh lo miyad machshava. But a thought cannot remove the kli from being from its tuma status. Let's say it was done with an action or done with a thought, even of finishing the kli. A thought would not be able to remove it. You see that what? Machshava cannot, a thought cannot remove, cannot be mevatel another thought. So the Gemara says, Bishlama miyad ma'aseh lo mafka delo ati dibur mevatel ma'aseh. It makes sense that a thought cannot uproot an action because a thought cannot remove an action because dibur, one's words, cannot be mevatel an action. Ela miyad machshava miyad tapik. But why can't his thought be able to uproot another thought? If he thought to finish the kli, why can't he use his thought to uproot that tum'ah, that receptacle for impurity? So the Gemara says, so this is a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, shani machshava de tum'ah, lechi ma'aseh dameh. The thought of tum'ah is so strong that it's like an action. Thinking that the kli is finished makes it like an action in the sense that you finished the kli and now it's a receptacle to tumah, and therefore a word cannot be mevatel the maaseh. The Rav Papa, like Rav Papa, the Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa says k'tiv. It says ki yiten. In the pasuk it says ki yiten ma'im al zera v'nafam nivdatam alav tameu lachem. If water falls on this zera on the seeds, so the Gemara says it says ki yiten v'karenon ki yutan, but the pasuk is read ki yutan. Yiten means someone is putting water on it. Yutan means it's naturally falling on it on its own. So the Gemara says, "Haketzad ki yutan dumia dechiyiten." The natural is similar to the man-made. Ma yiten de nichale af yutan de nichale. Just like yiten, he has to be okay with it. It has to be that it's willingly from him. So to ki yutan, he has to be okay with it. And therefore, if the water is naturally falling on it, he has to be okay with it being a receptacle to tumah. So too over here, when he's okay with it, his machshava is being gomer the kli, is finishing the kli in his thought. That's enough to be like an action that one other thought would not be able to come and be mevatel. This obviously talking to dibur would be different situations, but over here it's specifically talking about he comes back afterwards and he wants to uproot it to tumah status. He would not be able to do something like that be machshava because over here it's like a maaseh. But this is not a contradiction on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says dibur is mevatel dibur, because over here it's talking about a maaseh, and therefore a dibur cannot be mevatel a maaseh. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started with a new parak, starting about someone who says to a friend, "Go and marry me off to this woman," and the guy went and married him off himself. What's the deen? She's married to the second person. On the Amud Aleph, part number two of the daf was we said, if let's say you sent a shaliach to go and buy your property, and the shaliach went and bought it for himself, we said the same thing. It's deceiving, but it counts. And then we brought the Persian story of the guys who were tarofing. And part number three of the daf was, if let's say, we said that if somebody did not come within 30 days to marry her, meaning the guy said, after 30 days we'll be married, no one came in between, she's mekudeshet, even if the money finished. Why? Because we said the money is not similar to a deposit, and it's not similar to a loan, and the Gemara explained. And the last part of the daf, which is jumped onto the Amud Bet, which is the machloke between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if we say, can the woman retract within 30 days? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, because ate dibur mevatel dibur, one word can be mevatel another. And Reish Lakish said, no, one word cannot be mevatel another word. Amen. Amen.